Please stick around. We got 2 more hours of the show left before we'll let the no dab take over for a bit, and we'll move on with the rest of our days. So yeah, you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Rising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
You are listening to The Piggy Bank on WMUC-FM College Park. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Welcome to the second hour of our 3-hour show. If you're sticking around from the last hour, hi. Thanks for sticking around. If you're just tuning in, hello. Hope you're doing well. We got a nice 2 hours still left here on the show. We're on till 1. At 1 o'clock, we're going to let the dead air button take over. We'll just kind of have some random little tunes going on. But then at 2 o'clock, Paul Gold will come in, and he will do New York House Groove from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then after 4, we'll be back off the air until 10. We'll have the No Dab playing whatever music. And at 10 o'clock, Claire Leatherwood will take over with Smith Island Cake from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So we do have a good day of programming here on WMUC-FM. We're going to continue with some of the metal music we've been kind of just going with today. We're going to open up with some Chelsea Wolfe with 16 Psych off the album His Spun. And then we'll get back to a little bit of Rainbow with Starstruck off the album Rising. So yeah, stick around. And that was Tool with Stinkfist off the album AMA. You can't go wrong with some Tool. They were one of the bands actually last weekend in Birmingham doing part of the Back to the Beginning festival that took place for Ozzy's last show. Just a quick check. I forget what songs they played. Let's start with this. It's the first time they've been professionally filmed during a concert since 1993, I think. They don't usually allow pro filming during their shows, so the fact that they allowed it is kind of impressive, in my opinion, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take it. They performed 46 and 2, did a cover of Hand of Doom by Black Sabbath, and then did Anima, the title song to the songs to the albums we just played. Tool seemed to have a pretty good time there. I forget if any of their other... trying to remember if any other, if they were involved in any of the supergroups at the show, like if any of their guys did, because my brain is just gone. Adam Jones, he played on, was it Breaking the Law, Snowblind, I think it was just Breaking the Law and Snowblind, I think that was it. I'll double check, but I really do think that might have been it. I mean, good for him. You know, that's a cool song, two songs to play on, Breaking the Law and Snowblind. So, we're going to continue on. We got some Slayer coming up, another band that performed at Ozzy, Ozzy show, was it Slayer did Disciple, War Ensemble, Wicked World, South of Heaven, Raining Blood, Angel of Death. And we're actually going to play one of the songs in a bit in Raining Blood off the album Rain in Blood. And then we'll get back to some Chelsea Wolfe with some Vex off the album Hissmun. And then we'll go back to Tool with Undertow. So stick around here on WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. And that was Tool with Undertow off the album Undertow. So, you know, title track. Anyway, we are officially at the halfway point of the show. We got about 90 minutes left. Just a quick check of headline, not headlines, but we'll do the weather now real quick because, you know, wouldn't hurt. We usually do a weather report here at this time of day. Since we're kind of now at the midway point, usually we do it now just to get it out of the way. But right now it is 88 degrees here in College Park. Looking at some rain likely later in the day. Winds light and variable. Maybe some heavy rain at times. And then tonight clears up, partly cloudy, 73. And we're looking at some light and variable winds. Warning about the humidity. It is humid today. 77% humidity. That's high humidity. And it's actually going to go up tonight at 85%, so very high. Tomorrow, 93, mostly sunny skies during the morning hours. Maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with some strong gusts of wind. 70% chance of rain. Then at night, we're kind of low of 71 with some scattered thunderstorms in the evening. Partly cloudy skies, though, to eventually take over, but it is going to... Basically, once it starts raining today, we might get a small break later, but we are in for it. And then Wednesday, 90, partly cloudy. The winds will calm down. The humidity will not. It's going to be 92% humidity on Wednesday night. So this whole week is just, When Thursday, 85, rain showers in the morning, developing late in the afternoon. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 60%. Low is 70. Again, that humidity just staying high. And then Friday, we're looking at some rain showers at times. High of 82, low 70 with those thunderstorms in the evening. Eventually, the humidity, I don't think it's really going away anytime soon, from what I can tell. I think the next day in which we're even remotely close to a low humidity is Wednesday next week, not this week, but next week, in which we get to like 60%, but that's still pretty decently high. So DC summer is clearly in full effect. Whether you like it or not, it is officially summer in DC. So here we go. Dig in, boys. It's going to get rough. Coming up next here on the Piggy Bank, we got some more music. We're going to play some Black Sabbath, Sabra Kadabra, off the album Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. But then we're going to get into a bit of our marathon song of the day with Sunbather by Def Heaven off the album Sunbather. So hope you guys enjoy that when it comes on. 10-minute anthem. We got a 6-minute song followed by a 10-minute song. So stick around. We got some music for the next 15 minutes. Stick around, boys. And that was Deaf Heaven with the title track to the album Sunbather. We have about 10 minutes left before the hour. So we're going to get one or two more songs in real quick. We're going to open up with some Deftones with Digital Bath off the album White Pony. Then we'll get into some Spiders by System of a Down off their self-titled album. So yeah, stick around.
Yeah. piercing radiant moon, the storming of Bodrum, all the life running through her hair, approaching guiding light, our shallow years in fright, dreams are made winding through my heart. Egypt gives them sight of all the life running through her hair. The spiders all in tune, the evening of the moon, dreams are made winding through.
System of a Down with Spiders off their self-titled debut album. We're about 2 minutes out from the top of the hour. Some quick housekeeping while we get ready for usual top of the hour stuff. we do still have some other programming today coming up soon here on WMUC FM College Park. We have coming up at the end of the show here at 1 o'clock, we do go off the we will go away and just kind of the music until two. At two, New York House Groove with Paul Gold takes over. They'll be on from 2 to 4 p.m. And then afterward we'll have about 6 hours again, No Dab taking over. We'll have like just some music going, whatever. But then at 10, Claire Leatherwood takes over with Smith Island Cake. Again, that's from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So still have some programming. Stick around. We have about an hour left in the show. So going to have some nice music on the horizon. Just checking. We have some Slipknot coming up next, followed by some Gojira, a little more Death Heaven, some more Slipknot, Linkin Park, another Death song, another Iron Maiden, a little more Gojira maybe. We'll see. We have some music still to go here. Just another little programming note, July 21st, the July 21st show, which is in about 2 weeks' time, I will not be hosting. Somebody else will probably be hosting those 3 hours. No idea who yet. But July 21st, I will not be in doing the show. Somebody else will be. And I'm hopeful I can give you guys a name soon on who that is. It would be absolutely great if I could figure that out. So hopefully you guys hear soon. And hopefully